Day 27, morning. Our expressions of love toward God fall short. Let's get a little uncomfortable within the context of being foundationally comforted by God. Ready? Here we go. I have a question. How seriously should we take the great command? Here's my answer. Seriously. It is a profound love with which we are loved at the deepest level of the Trinity's heart. We are called to reciprocate with the same quality of love. This command is a clarion call from God's heart. It is a call to make war on our natural affections and conquer our divided hearts, actually. A clarion call is a bit less attention-getting and quite a bit more melodious than the call of a shofar. God deals with shofars. The shofar's sound is harsh, primitive, insistent, and loud. The greatest command can be likened to the blast of a shofar. That call makes me feel like the end of Romans 7, 22 through 25. I joyfully concur with the law of God in my inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? Thanks be to God through Jesus the Messiah our Lord. So then, on the one hand, I myself with my mind am serving the law of God, but on the other, with my flesh, the law of sin. Let me focus on verse 22 and change a couple of words. What follows is an application of Scripture. It is not inspired. I joyfully concur with the foremost command in my inner being. We live in the state of forgiveness. We exist in the love of the Messiah. We are in the sphere of our Father's favor. Strengthened by the assurance of God's love, we can recognize that our expression of love toward God falls short. There's another verse in Romans that speaks of human failure, Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Many know that the Greek for sin has a root in missing the mark. I always thought of it as overshooting or somehow missing the target with the arrow veering to the left, the right. Paul speaks of it as not reaching the goal. We fall short. We don't go far enough. Sin. Falling short. We may aim aright, but our strength fails. In ourselves, we don't have the power to even reach the target, frankly. Many have difficulty remembering what the God-ordained target is. Jesus said, "Shoot for this." Allow me to mention something uncomfortable. Falling short of the foremost command is the first and foremost sin. It is grievous. The degree to which we do not resonate with this reality reveals our spiritual dullness. Loving God completely is the standard of spiritual sanity. Loving Him less is insane. If this is the great command, then its neglect or transgression is the great sin. I encourage you to meditate on the foremost command, to love God with all we are and all we have. Dare to see yourself in its light. Don't blink. Don't turn away. Try as we may, we all fall short. At the end of our best efforts, we reach the end of our love's strength. Yet, there remains the confident expectation that our determined cries for help will be rewarded. It is written, "Believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him." Hebrews 11:6c. He who made the ear will hear, and what God hears, he answers. 1 John 5:15. If we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. Your Father loves you and loves your love for him. The incarnation and the offering up of the only begotten one reveals the nature of this love. It is wholehearted. Apart from the rebirth, we are essentially alienated, but God has not given up. He still calls us to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Apart from active grace, the direction of our strongest love tends to be oriented towards ourselves. It is crooked love, but he can straighten us out. Recognizing our shortcomings, we can ask for help. We would not be the first to ask. So ask, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Psalm 51:10.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.